Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a short deacons meeting directly following this service. Pastor Otero will be continuing to teach at the 5 p.m. service this afternoon. On Galatians, and he'll be speaking in chapter 2. There will be the Valentine love blanket banquet, I should say, on Saturday, February 14th. And so please see Mary Kazanjian for tickets, which are $32.50. And you can check the kitchen bulletin board for the menu selection. There will be a quarterly business meeting next Sunday, February 15th, directly following the morning worship service. And we encourage you to attend that meeting if you can. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures for the answer to the question, what does it mean to be moral? The ladies' Bible study groups will meet tomorrow at 7 p.m., and please see Raquel Otero or Dana Noriel if you have any questions. At the Wednesday evening service, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series titled Marriage Works, very pertinent series. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verse 1. O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let us begin our worship with hymn number 2, Love Divine. Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 450, Isn't the Love of Jesus Something Wonderful? Stand now as we sing hymn number 490, When Love Shines In.
Thank you. standing for prayer, and let me encourage you to come to the Love Banquet for the first time in 26 years. You're going to hear the truth about the pastor's love life as Raquel is going to speak in the banquet and tell you what happened, how she followed me and begged me and all of these things, all right? It's going to be fun. It's going to be... Oh, I thought she's going to come and speak now. All right. I was afraid. All right. Let us pray. Father, how blessed we are as brothers and sisters in Christ. There is no race barrier. There is no nation barrier. There is not background. We all the same. We are children, as we learn in Sunday school today, accepted by Jesus. Father, the centurion needs salvation. And we were in need of salvation. And I thank you, Father, that you do not discriminate us for our background. The only thing you look on it is our heart. And I thank you, Father. And so this is the business of our church. That's why we open the doors today. To proclaim Christ Jesus for all. He's the answer to our life. He's the answer to our country. He's the answer to anyone who doesn't have him, so that he can acquire peace and joy and tranquility. We thank you for the ministry of our church, and we thank you for those who help us and cause the ministry to function, especially for the deacons and for the officers of the church that are quite in attention to the needs of our ministry. We thank you for our missionaries who indeed are doing the work of the gospel in their respective fields. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode now in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Marta Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante and Maruja Ramirez in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, and here locally, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis, and the U.S. Center for World Mission. Father, we do have people who need your attention in their bodies, and I was talking to Ann Peretto, and her heart is out of control, and we pray, Lord, that through this monitor that they are putting on her body to check what really happened, that the doctors may find in whatever problem she have, and they will act upon. We pray for our brother Jack Cassandra, also with heart difficulties, and Lord, for Daniel Lacey. We thought it was thyroid, and a new examination maybe trigger something else. And so, Father, we pray that through all of these time that he has to wait and do diet and do all kinds of things for new examination, Father, we pray that the doctors will find the reason why he is in such a difficult time. Lord, how blessed we are that we are your children. We live in a country that apparently is an economical chaos, but we are not. We know that you bring all of these to our lives so that we pay attention and trust you more. And Father, how blessed we are that we Christians are no sad, we Christians are no panic, because we have been cautious with our life and guide our life through your principles. And so, Father, we pray that you bless everyone here in the assembly and getting their financial things established, knowing that you will provide for them, because you told us if we do not work, we cannot eat. And so, Father, we want to work so that we can eat and have a shelter. And so bless our congregation that they be able to rejoice in spite of the difficulties of our country. How blessed we are as a church body that we pay for every one of our obligations with not problem. And so, Father, we thank you for the goodness of your people and for the good heart of your people and giving with love. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Deuteronomy. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 224. We will be reading Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him, he will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the living words of Scripture that will never pass away, for they are your words that give life. We are forever grateful for the covenant of grace, for loving us and redeeming us, not having earned or deserved that love. We love you, Lord. Help us to show that love by our obedience. We thank you, Father, that you have given us an associate pastor that loves your word. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him with all knowledge and wisdom as he brings the message of truth from the Scriptures. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD, that we may not be only hearers but doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.